Hello, this is the Hampshire Traveller, and this is the first audio for you on this particular site, so welcome. And today I'm at the Alton Show, which is taking place near Froyle, near Alton. And it's a beautiful day here, the sun is shining, it's a little bit windy. But the first people I've visited here is the...
Meon Valley Beekeepers Association.
And you are?
Jean Frost.
Jean, what is the Meon Valley Beekeepers Association? What is it you do and why have you formed this this association?
We formed the association about 50 years ago, 40 to 50 years ago, to promote the craft and to educate people about bees and to ensure that bees continue. As I'm sure you know, there's lots of dangers out there for bees at the moment. So yes, we promote the craft and at this show we're selling honey. And we have lots of displays which will tell people about the bees.
Now, beekeeping is, of course, a very old craft. It's been going on for thousands of years between humans and bees and bees and humans. It can't be overstated just how important bees are to life on Earth.
Well, absolutely. They say that every third mouthful that we eat is as a result of a bee or another pollinating insect. And so if the bees die out, then so also will pollinating insects. And if we don't have pollinators, we won't have the fruit, the vegetables, and lots of other things that we rely on for our food.
Now tell me a little bit about your passion for bees. Why do you do it?
I started out because I was really interested in the bees. I do enjoy the honey. It's a faff. You get all sticky when you extract the honey. But it is nice to have. And I've made lots of friends selling honey to my neighbours and locally. But my passion really is for the bees. They are so fascinating. It's a huge learning curve at the beginning, and I've continued to learn, and I don't think there's anybody who would actually say they're a beekeeping expert. You never stop learning, and I don't know anybody in the association who would say that they've stopped learning. It's just brilliant.
Now, not being a beekeeper myself, you might have to give me a little bit of education here, but are there different types of honeybees?
No, there are different strains. For example, people will buy in a queen bee from, say, New Zealand, and they are a lot lighter than our what we call Hampshire mongrels. My bees, at the moment, I've got a colony which is very dark, has a very dark queen, but conversely, I have another colony which is very light, looks like a New Zealand strain. But actually, they can't be New Zealand because I didn't buy in a New Zealand queen. So it's strains, really. And there are different things. There's Italian bees, some called Carniolans, which are very quiet. And people use those for training and teaching purposes. So, yeah, different strains. In a colony, you have three what they call castes. There's the workers, the drones, and one queen. A few drones.
What do the drones do?
Their only purpose in life is to mate with the virgin queens. They do that once, and then they die. And for the rest of the time, they sit around eating honey.
So it's a very short life, but a very happy one.
Well, yeah, you could say that, yes.
In our terms, it would be.
Yes, it would. The workers are all female, of course. So in our terms as well, they have a hard life.
Now that's being sexist, isn't it?
I'm sure it is, yeah.